Eric Seelenfreund and his dog Murphy are unmistakable against the white snow of the Whistler Olympic venues. Eric wears a bright red and black parka with a huge Maltese cross on the sleeve. He wears a black cap with the same emblem and the words Squaw Valley Canine Pro Patrol. Behind his sunglasses, his steel blue eyes have the kind of focus that speaks of confidence and training. Just a few meters away, his golden retriever Murphy rolls happily in the snow next to the road. But Murphy is in Whistler for very serious business. He and Seelenfreund are part of the avalanche rescue team working the Winter Olympics. Seelenfreund says that Murphy's nose could be the difference between life and death for someone under the snow.
He's a really good avalanche rescue dog, and they do it all by smell. And right now he's just messing around a bit. Pure, buddy. He is a purebred golden. He's a fourth-generation avalanche rescue dog from Squaw. His dad's still on the patrol there.
A Northern California native, Seelenfreund says that he used to ski at Squaw Valley and saw the ski patrol working and decided that's what he wanted to do. The 42-year-old father of three has been a member of the Squaw Valley Ski Patrol for 20 years. He is certified as an emergency medical technician, an outdoor emergency care technician, and is a member of the Canadian Avalanche Rescue Dog Association. The training for rescue dogs starts early, and the Squaw Valley team is considered an elite squad. Among the stringent standards from the Canadian group is a requirement that dogs can find scented items buried overnight at 70 centimeters deep. Seelenfreund says that Murphy had some pretty rigorous tests to pass before he could be part of the team.
You go through a certification course, a validation course, and we do mock avalanche rescue. And you have in the end, you search for articles and a buried pack to simulate a person, and you do your transceiver search, and you have to go through answer all the right questions. And it's a CARTA simulated test.
CARTA says that because of their super sensitive noses and stamina, search dogs will need only 30 minutes to cover 1 hectare of snow. A human team probing the snow would take almost 4 hours to cover the same area. With the difference between life and death down to a matter of minutes, the dogs can lead rescuers to a buried skier long before any other means would find them. Because the ski patrol has to reach avalanche victims under several conditions, the dogs have to be able to ride on a chairlift, work out of a helicopter, and ride in a variety of vehicles. It takes constant attention and a close relationship with their handlers. Eric Seelenfreund and Murphy are one of 4 teams from Squaw Valley working these games. Several other teams from Canada are also here to make sure that, if they are needed, they can save lives. In Whistler, Canada, I'm David Byrd, VOA Sports.